desire can wreak havoc on your emotional well-being. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. I'm not sure that there's any actual suffering without desire. Think about that. If you want something and you can't have it, you suffer. If you want to be with someone and you can't, you suffer. If you want to be out of pain and you can't be, then you suffer. In each case, desire is the crux of suffering. So what can you do? Well, you can't force others to like you or be in love with you. You can't make pain, emotional or physical, just go away. And you can't always have what you desire. But what you can do is work on how much you desire something. The way to do that? Well, through your self-talk. If you can learn to tell yourself that, yes, you want something, but no, it's not the end of the world if you can't have it, then you have a significantly better chance at not being devastated and not having all that you desire. For more on tempering your self-talk, visit drchristianconti.com.